Welcome to Video 360, TI's monthly podcast featuring industry news, roundtable discussions, practical tips, and technology updates on the latest innovations in digital video. Now here's your host, John Dixon.
Well, hi, my name is John Dixon, and you've come for another episode of Video 360, a TI webcast. It's our episode number four, where we're going to be talking to Monta Vista. And I'm just going to introduce my my guest, which is Oren Teich. I think I have the name correct, Teich?
Absolutely correct.
Teich, yep. Okay, perfect. And we're going to be talking about, last vidcast we've been talking about the launch of DaVinci. We've seen the excitement in the industry. I really want to talk about, just outside of TI, what's the excitement, what are people thinking, and with our partner at Monta Vista, really where they see the placing of DaVinci in the market, and also where they see the whole digital video market going. I guess just to start us off, just let us know a little bit about who you are and where you fit into Monta Vista.
Sure, absolutely. So, like you said, my name is Oren Teich. I'm the Director of Product Management here at Monta Vista. It means I'm in charge of the roadmaps and our future product strategy about what we've got going on here at Monta Vista.
So you're an important person in Monta Vista?
No. I like to pretend I'm an important person, and I apparently play one on video casts, but no, definitely not
okay,
an important
perfect.
Person.
I guess just to frame it for everybody that's watching is, Monta Vista, really, where does that fit into the market of digital video? Where do you see Monta Vista placing its products inside digital video in that market space?
Well, you know, if you don't mind, I actually want to change the question just a little bit around and understand where digital video is going.
Okay.
And then we can understand how Monta Vista fits into it.
Absolutely.
You know, what we've been seeing, I think, is across every product and everything you're seeing today, more and more features are showing up. I mean, it's a fact of the life we live in today. You know, everyone in this room has a cell phone,
sure.
And every one of our cell phones is hardly a voice device anymore. It'll do everything, including video. And I think video is the latest frontier that we're seeing being added to literally everything, be it from video conferencing to your cell phone to even over the web or to portable video devices. You know, audio was the big thing, I think, a few years ago. It's
sure.
Video now. So what we're seeing is a huge, huge swath of devices that go from consumer electronics to enterprise applications to actually some weird embedded applications where you might even want to be doing remote monitoring of a drilling platform somewhere, for example.
Okay.
All of these things are looking at using Linux. They're looking at using Linux for a number of reasons. And all of these are places where a chip such as the TI DaVinci can make a really much better solution available.
Okay. So then tell us a little bit about, like, we know Linux. We know where it's come from. A lot of our viewers today will be very familiar with that environment.
Absolutely.
But just let us kind of just give us an idea of the differentiation between that Monta Vista has inside of that as opposed to open source Linux.
Sure,
just where
absolutely.
That fits in.
So, you know, Linux in and of itself, it's interesting. What do you mean by Linux? So Linux could mean a bunch of different things to a bunch of different viewers. So one person could take a look at Linux and it'll mean the core kernel of the operating system.
Okay.
At the other end of the extreme, someone else who takes a look at Linux could say, well, Linux is an entire operating system, tool suite, application stack. It's made up of 100 plus, even 1,000 plus applications that all together come together.
Sure.
So when you're looking at all of these together, first off, you have to understand what that means for Linux, and then how does this meet the customer's need? In each of these components, you have a bunch of different things changing. So for example, real time is a big requirement, especially when it comes time to play video. The last thing you want to do is see videos stuttering and having a hard time.
Sure.
Everyone goes crazy. So you want to make sure it can play. Real time has most of the requirements in the kernel, the very base of the operating system.
Okay.
Monta Vista has done a lot of work to enhance the real time performance. We've made sure that real time performance is there when you need it. And that's not something that if you were to go to kernel.org, you could just download and get. The work we do is in the open source community. But the effort goes into A, developing it in the first place, and B, integrating it. So that's just integrating it into the kernel. But like I said, there's 1,000 different packages out there. So now imagine each one of these has specific application customizations that need to be made. And each one of these need to be integrated together, and then bundled up, tested, supported, checked for legal compliance, because the last thing any one of us
yeah,
wants
sure.
to do is lose our jobs for using illegal software. And then actually deployed in a way that isn't going to crash, because when I have a cell phone, the last thing I want to do is find out that it doesn't work anymore. These devices that are going out need to have uptime. So you take all of these, you know, Linux in the open source community, you've got the technology. But you don't have the integration, you don't have the security, you don't have the quality assurance, and you don't have the deployment. And that's really what MontaVista does. It brings it all together in a total complete package.
Okay, so you're giving the end customer a box where he can basically start his development straight away.
Absolutely.
Rather than have to go back and then deal with all the problems associated with security, with
right.
have to do the integration himself.
And it's not just, I think, where you start. Frankly, I think one of the biggest problems people run into is after they're done development.
Okay.
What happens when you deploy it and a problem does come up? How do you
sure.
get it resolved? So it's from the beginning of the development all the way to the end of the life cycle of the product. It's nice to know there's someone there helping you out and providing you with this, because frankly, most developers, this isn't their core competency.
Sure. Okay, no, that's very interesting. I think a lot of the times, I guess coming myself from a Silicon background with TI, a lot of the times we always focus down to optimize your code, to optimize your design. You look at the actual the DSP and then you're working the code on it. And I guess now with our partnership, or TI's partnership with MontaVista, especially with DaVinci, can you talk a little bit about the benefits on specific on DaVinci where we're going to utilize that partnership?
Absolutely. I think you said it, you know, you came from a Silicon background and it's about optimizing for that DSP. I don't know the numbers, but I can't imagine there's too many people in the world who really know how to optimize for a DSP. That's hard and
sure.
geeky and scary. On the other hand,
no offense to anybody
no
listening today.
On the other hand, I think there's a huge range of application developers, people who are familiar with higher level APIs.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefit, the huge power that I see of this launch is by working together, TI and MontaVista are able to provide an OS, the hardware, and all the middleware together that give the functionality necessary so that now you can start to program to standard APIs, things like OSS for sound, video for Linux for video, and get all of the power and the benefit of the DSP without needing to get in there and optimize the assembly code to do it. So you have all the benefits of a high-level language, but you're still getting the benefits of the DSP that you provide. And really, this is going to open up DSP benefits to an entirely new class of programmers who've never had access to it before.
Okay. And then where do you see, like, I guess we're providing then something, I guess, a closed package, or not a closed package, a package that can enable, from what I understand you're saying, is a lot of different designers to be able to get something that's, if you want, a lot further down the line in terms of being ready with a very secure infrastructure, with a good platform behind it, so they can start developing straight away. Where do you see it going in the future? Because we seem to be at a pretty much a turning point in terms of providing a software, hardware solution for customers that they're starting to work on. So you, really a lot of people can be enabled by this. A lot of designers can be enabled to start designing on it straight away.
Absolutely.
So where do you see that going? Like where, as such, where does the rabbit hole end? Where does it finish up? Where do we go from here?
There's never a finish, but I think if we, you know, MontaVista has been around for, in the software, in Linux world forever, 6 years, obviously
okay.
nothing compared to TI. But our history from day one has been about the integration of more features and functionality into the software stack to give you a comprehensive, good offering.
Okay.
If I may presume, it seems like to some degree TI has been along a very similar path about how you integrate hardware to get the most comprehensive functionality, how you continue to drive the frontiers.
Sure.
Things have gotten so complex. I mean, the reality is that TI hardware, MontaVista software, there's a lot in it. We have 30 million lines of code in our product today. It's a beast. It is a big, complex system. And I suspect when you look at the hardware guys, you're seeing some of the same trends. These things have a lot in them. So people are saying, this is great, but I can't even handle this level of complexity anymore. I need further integration. And so that's, I think, what we're seeing here is, you know, we have a long history of integrating software. You have a long history of integrating hardware. We're coming together and starting down the path of integrating the software and hardware together. So today, I think we're taking one first step. We're looking at how a specific application on digital video can be supported with some specific DSP hardware. But I think that this is a trend about fully integrating together and ultimately getting the developers developing quicker and easier. And, you know, there's a huge raft of applications across the world for both TI and MontaVista that this applies to. It's really, to me, to be cliched, it's the start of a wonderful thing. This, I think, is the path of the future. TI is at the forefront. No one else is doing this. TI, I think, with MontaVista, is at the forefront of this trend.
So do you see this as a revolution or an evolution?
Oh,
that's a big question.
That is a big question. I think it's an evolution. I think that people have seen it coming.
Okay.
But I think it's extremely scary evolution. And TI is the first company that we've seen been willing to take that leap to do it. So it's not a small change, but it is, I think, a change that is necessary. And We're ecstatic about it. We really think this is the way of the future, because ultimately what it means is we can increase the complexity. We can increase how difficult, how complex what we can deliver is, but make it easier at the same time. If you don't mind, there's actually an anecdote that... About 2 weeks ago, I was in Japan. 3 weeks ago now, I was in Japan, and we met with all the big semi vendors out there. And they actually... It's interesting. You would have thought that they had worked on the slides in advance together. You know, all of the big guys showed me what is identical slides. And they were showing the code is increasing exponentially. You know, at the biggest end, all their digital TVs had millions and millions of lines of code in them. And these digital TVs can do video playback now and hard disk recorders. And the smallest devices they had were actually still digital cameras. Those were the smallest. And even those were up to 250,000 steps of code. So we've got every single device out there being made today. There's no such thing as a simple device anymore. Every device today is 250,000 plus steps of code. The hardware as well is getting more and more complex. They were saying it's impossible for them to manage this. But it's through the integration that we provide, all of a sudden we take that away from them. So yeah, there may be 250,000 steps of code that they have to worry that would have to be done, but because we take care of 80% of it, they can start to focus on the value-added differentiation instead.
Working on customization.
Exactly.
Perfect. Oren Dijk, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
This was Video 360. Again, thank you. It was a very interesting conversation. One of the things I'd like to point out is that in the last few vidcasts and podcasts, you've given us back a lot of interesting comments and feedback. Please continue to do so. We are listening to you. And if you can just go onto the web, check out the site. It's www.ti.com/podcast. Check it out and give as many comments, feedback as you can, and we'll reply to that in the next podcast. So join in next month for podcast number 5. I'm John Dixon. This is Aaron Tyke from Monte Vista. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.